Talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk a little bit about this 2011 wheat crop. First time we've had a chance to really talk about that specifically as far as it actually starting to grow just a bit. We've had a couple of pretty good weeks with some moisture that's allowed our producers to start actively putting that grain in the ground.
Yeah, we do have some producers that have kind of gotten ambitious this last week in the state. A couple weeks ago, we did start seeing planting in the Panhandle regions. There is some wheat that is up west of Guymon in those places that will probably be used for grazing later on. But we have seen a lot of people still kind of holding off. It's still pretty dry out there. And the same thing goes in northwest Oklahoma. We did have rains in that part of the state in places, and then other places we didn't have rain at all. So some areas around the Woodward area by Burlington, we have seen some planting where there is some moisture available, and a lot of that will be used for grazing. But you get on down into sealing and stuff, a lot of those producers missed rains in those areas. We have seen some dusting in of wheat at this time, but a lot of producers down in some of those regions are waiting until maybe we get some moisture, possibly the end of this week. Here in central Oklahoma, though, the wheat drills just seem to be moving in full force. We've had good rain showers, moisture's adequate in a lot of places out there. And then in southwest Oklahoma, we are also seen some dusting in places, and then there are some places that had some light showers a week or two ago where planting's been made possible there. And the same thing kind of goes for northwest Oklahoma. I would say probably looking at the state overall and going out in my travels, I think we're probably maybe 25 to 30% complete in places. But we do have a lot of those producers that are looking at the price right now, and they already know what they are going into for their grazing purposes, so a lot of that's probably been planted. But I do think that there are some of those that are certainly waiting for that later date so they can go out and maybe clean up their fields and go for a crop.
The USDA's National Ag Statistics number, 13% of the overall crop statewide, they say is in the ground at this point. That's a little bit behind normal.
Just a little bit behind normal for this period of time. But like I said, I think those producers are looking at their options. We did have some cheap problems, you know, rye problems that were serious problems. I think that they're kind of looking at what they can do maybe with later, trying to make sure when they do go into the ground that they'll have some preparation. Maybe they can wound some of this cheat that's out there in the fields and maybe go plant with a little bit later date, and also go for a better possibility for a crop when you're looking at the prices, which are much different right now at this point in time than they were at harvest.
You know, you mentioned the fact that we've had a lot of concern about the amount of cheat, the amount of foreign material, the matter of just the trash, I guess you could say, that was in the last two crops. I know that as a marketer of this wheat, you've got to be concerned about that.
Well, you know, we do have some concerns, specifically when it came time during harvest, and we were seeing different reports of what the expectations were going to be from the crop worldwide as to what other countries were going to have to offer. You know, looking at some of the concerns and issues that we did have with the cheat and rye in the state, when it came time for us to take it down to the port and take it to the export market, nobody wanted it at that point in time. And there were some protein problems, too, that were some concerns. We weren't competitive in our price with what we had to offer. That certainly has changed with Russia not getting as much as their crop in because of the severe drought, and also looking at Russia now, it looks like they're not going to get the next crop out because of severe drought in places over there. There's those concerns. And then looking at EU and Canada, of course, not getting their crop out for other reasons, which because of severe rains that hindered them from getting it out in a lot of places. So, you know, looking into the future, hopefully, I think producers did see that this harvest, that, you know, elevators are going to be stricter on what's coming in, you know, especially from a dockage standpoint of view. And I think that we have seen them going out, and rotation is really picking up in the state, rotations with canola, soybeans. And I do think that there are those that are going to have some grazing situations where they're going to graze a quarter of their crop out and try to clean some of these fields up out there. And then use the herbicides after they do take cattle off in order to clean up some of the issues that we do have in the state.
As those guys are waiting for that optimum window for grain only, for those guys that are doing that, I know one thing they still need to do, if they've not done already, obviously, is to do that soil test and get the fertility up, right?
Yes, you know, pH also is kind of a concern in the state. Fertilizer applications, we've had seen producers kind of skimp on that in the southwest and central parts of the state last year, mainly because of that price that was there. I do think that we are seeing producers, though, looking at their pH levels and looking at what they can do to put in their soil to make it better. And certainly, I do think that we are seeing producers out there in the field that are also fertilizing a lot heavier this go around. They want their wheat to be happy right now.
As we think about the back to the 2010 crop, give me maybe just your overall assessment. I know we got the hard red winter wheat crop is now totally harvested. The report we got from Plains Grains just a few days ago. It seems like we never saw an improvement on protein really across the entire belt.
Protein certainly a concern, and a lot of that has to do, I think, with climate and weather conditions, especially with the moisture that was out there. A lot of times protein will be a lot higher just based on if the crop has to stress a little, and we never saw that with the crop pretty much throughout the hard red winter wheat regions of the U.S. this last crop season. What will be before us this coming year, certainly have no idea yet at that point in time. But also I think that fertilizer applications, producers did skimp on that throughout the state last year and throughout the hard red winter wheat regions. They just didn't put down the nitrogen, the top dress at those times because, you know, they were looking at what was going to be important to them when they were hitting their price point and when they were taking their crop off to market it during the harvest year. Things looked kind of bleak for us here in the U.S., and so that also did hurt our protein levels. Now I think looking at what we have maybe in front of us right now, even with insurance programs that are out there and what the price points are going to be, producers are looking at that and thinking, well, we need to rethink this. So I think that, you know, they certainly are going to look at fertilizer applications differently this year than they did last year.
Let's shift gears with Mike and talk about a big event for the wheat industry at the end of this week, Thursday, Friday. U.S. Wheat, National Association of Wheat Growers, the Wheat Foods Council, which, of course, Oklahoma Wheat Commission does support. These particular organizations coming together for another of these urban wheat fields. Had one, a couple of years ago in New York City, and now this time in our nation's capital.
The one in New York City went real well a couple of years ago. It's a great event to educate consumers out there about what producers are doing here, especially in the hard red winter wheat regions of the United States or in America's breadbasket, shall we say. There is such a disconnect with consumers that have been removed two or three generations from the farm, and the event went over very well in New York City in trying to educate consumers about what the wheat farmers are doing. The event takes place September 23rd and 24th. There'll be all-day events that will be located in Washington, D.C., there on 3rd Street and Maryland Avenue. And the event is like 10 acres big. They have a huge wheat field where wheat's brought in that has already been grown. It'll take the consumers through an actual wheat field through the different stages of growth. And then they also have a combine, and then they show how a combine's used. And then you can go on through the tour, and it shows them the milling and baking capabilities and what's done at the milling stage when the wheat is taken to the local elevator. And then after that, then they do have a baking unit that will have a registered nutritionist and certified chefs there that show what they're looking for in the industry with bread products throughout the U.S.
So literally from the seed back to the loaf to that slice of bread then.
Literally from the seed to the slice of bread. We're calling it kind of our farm to fork experience that we're trying to educate consumers about in the wheat industry. And I think it really went over very well. And this year we kind of thought, well, what better place than our nation's capital to have an event such as this, so we also can educate our congresspeople and our senators that are up there representing us, what we are up against in agriculture and some of the things that we face and some of the decisions that we need them to make on our behalf to make things better for us so we can be a viable industry.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte, joining us today. Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.